I'm Ben.
I'm Lauren, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have an exciting show this week. It's themed, as always.
We always have a good theme, Lauren. Why don't you tell our listeners what the theme is?
Theme this week is it's guest starring. I think we're gonna go guest starring.
Okay, so
because like we were gonna go with like we it's kind of okay.
Don't tell them the old one.
I'm not gonna tell them the old one. It's sort of like our old one was collaboration.
True.
But then we kind of moved away from collaboration. We're like, okay, this is not really what we want to talk about.
Like a word that like a college would use.
Right.
Like collaboration. Courage.
Like in a brochure or something exactly. With like lots of like diverse people like laughing on the cover.
Or like a preschool at this point also. Los Feliz Daycare.
We endorse Los Feliz.
Yeah, everyone go follow Los Feliz Daycare.
It's
on
so
Twitter.
Funny. It's a great Twitter account.
Satire account.
So we decided to move away from collaboration and move more towards like guest starring, or like maybe you're not the main star, but you're like a pretty close second.
Like me to you.
Exactly.
I'm not the main star, but I'm a pretty
I'm
close
the main
second.
Star. We all know this.
Duh.
So yeah, I think that's where we're gonna start. I have a song.
Ooh, exciting.
To start us off.
Lauren has not told me what this song is.
I haven't, but I've told him that I really like it, which I do. And this is this song is definitely a song that has guest stars on it.
Oh.
This is a song.
If it's We Are the World, I swear to God.
It's not We Are the World. It's actually kind of a trendy song, if you will. This came out actually really recently. I think it came out last Thursday or Friday. And it is a song by Francis and the Lights. I know I'm not supposed to say the song before we play it, but I just like doing
that.
I just feel like it's like radio edit. Okay, you're not supposed to, but this song is called Friends, and it's by Francis and the Light featuring two of his friends, Bon Iver and Kanye West. And
Bon Iver and Kanye West.
Actually, which is a surprising collaboration, but they have Bon Iver and Kanye West have actually collaborated on a couple other tracks, Hold My Liquor, some stuff on Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasies. There's some other
stuff
out there that's really cool. It's like a unique. I would say a very unique collaboration. So we're gonna play it. I really am super into the song. It's just like really upbeat. It's positive. It's a bunch of friends collaborating and some guest stars
and
all of it. So enjoy the song.
From a freeway trailer, if you'd handle what I'd taken, separate loads, separate calls, no fine line, don't have to be a dead rat, cause dead rat can go wrong. Oh, we could be friends. We could be friends. Put your
turn around for you. When you're close, baby, 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 ba
That was a good collab.
I really like that song. It's a good one.
I never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's so new. I think I have to play a collab.
Okay.
That has just been, you know, really taking over my life, we could say.
Right.
It is, oh, let me take this
out. I almost feel like I don't want you to say which one this is until we play it, because it's iconic.
Yes. And let me just say one thing.
Okay.
No, it's going to be a clue.
Okay.
Also, if you like this song, or even if you don't like this song, you still have to watch the music video.
You do. Insane.
So, all I'm going to say about this is, get ready, because the Duchess has now become the Dairy Duchess.
Oh my god.
I didn't make that up. Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Heard you in the mood for a little milkshake. Welcome to the Dairy Duchess Love Factory. I could whip it up, fix you up straight away. Come on in the front door, leave it out the back door. Whip it, flip it, hey.
Been working at your service to give it to you. Didn't mean to make you nervous.
You mother.
Money. Me and the girls up in the club, hating clothes, but I don't give a fuck. Running amok, owning the spot, buying the bar like I bought all these rocks. I've been working all week, now where is my drink? Hair and nails on fleek.
All my girls on fleek, cause we
I-N-T-E-P-E-N-T-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Can't see me, B-R-O-K-E, I'm P-A-I-D. Heard about me, I'm saying.
You got that, you got that, you got that milk money.
I got that, I got that.
I love that song.
Lauren, I played the clean version out of habit.
So I just want to give a shout out to one of our listeners. One of our listeners in California.
My friends never listen.
This is she's a gem and a half, and she
is it your mom?
No, it's my friend.
I was like, we just played a song about mothers.
Not my mom, although my mom probably will listen to the show. My friend Monica is actually currently at my house in California listening to the song
again.
And
Monica,
she said this is ridiculous, but
Monica, have you seen the music video? You're not talking back to me.
I'll let you know if she texts
if
me.
If not, please watch it with Lauren's
and
mother.
Then you'll understand. Oh my god, please don't watch
yes,
it with my mom.
Watch it with Lauren's mother.
So wait,
we have to explain why we played that.
Right, so we didn't really give much of an introduction. So Ben, do you want to even say what the song was, I guess, first of all?
Okay, it's MILF Money, spelt M.I.L.F. #. Now, be warned, when you Google this, the first thing that shows up is porn, okay? It's the second link. Make sure you don't just click it, because then you'll be led to some straight porn.
Really, no one wants to see that.
I made that mistake.
Wait, you did?
Yes, I was like, MILF money. Okay.
No!
I have since cleared my history. It was a lot to handle.
That's really funny.
But
can we? Isn't it just weird that porn's just like out there and like you could just,
you know, it's like 30% of the internet.
Wait, what? Is that for real, or did you just make that up?
Tumblr. I know that's for real.
Really?
25% of Tumblr is porn.
Oh my god! Wow.
Porn's everywhere.
Porn's everywhere.
It's on the dark web too. Do you know about the dark web?
No, what's the dark web? Is this going to be disturbing?
Okay, no. It's like, sometimes it's scary. It's like it's the part that doesn't show up when you Google things.
So how do you find it?
I don't know. You just have to like know about it.
Okay. Is this like maybe like illegal arm sales and like, yes, things like that go down on there? Like,
gross things go down on there.
Right.
But like also it's like some normal stuff too.
Like really illegal arm sales.
I've never been on the dark web, but
right, I haven't either.
The deep web, and I don't know. Oh,
what's the difference?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. But everyone should Google it. That's your required reading.
Is to Google the dark web or to find like a dark web site?
No. I'm not encouraging. I'm just saying figure out what it is, because it's there.
Okay,
and
wait.
None of us know about it. We're only. It's like the web that we see is the tip of the iceberg, and the dark web is like the majority of the web, and it's all underwater.
That's really weird to think about.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
So the deep web, okay, so I Googled it. So the deep web is anything that a search engine can't find. And then the dark web is a small portion of the deep web that has been intentionally hidden and is inaccessible through standard web browsers.
Wait, so the deep web isn't as scary, but the dark web is.
The dark web is some scary stuff. Like it's inaccessible through standard web browsers. So you have to have like a special web browser. And then, like, go into the dark web, or deep web, and then go into the dark web. Yeah, please don't. Actually, maybe don't Google that.
Yeah, we don't, like, Google, you know, like, we don't endorse.
So, wait, going back, okay, sorry, going back to
Milf. How did I get there? Anyways.
Milf money.
This is a music video that Fergie has, where some wonderful MILFs, no, I can't call them that, some wonderful mothers. Well, they want to be called... Anyways, I'm not going to go into that. But it's a great... First of all, it's reclaiming motherhood as sexy. And Chrissy Teigen is in it, my queen.
She's breastfeeding her daughter. It's amazing.
Kim Kardashian's in it. Did you see the Kim K Forbes cover?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Kim is on the cover of Forbes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm liking Kim more and more every day, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. Nobody should be.
I feel like since her marriage to Kanye, she's undergone like a transformation and like has become a new woman.
Yes. But I don't want to give Kanye all the credit.
No.
So she's on the cover of Forbes and said the new mobile moguls and it's America's 25 richest families, and it's all about Kim Kardashian. She made $45 million from one game. Okay, and then she goes, hashtag not bad for a girl with no talent.
Oh my god, Kim K.
I know, I love her. I just retweeted that right now. Follow me, everyone. No, I'm not going to tell you.
You want to give me your Twitter handle out?
No. So, yeah, I love Kim K because she's in it and she's just, well, I don't love Kim K. I really respect her. Anyways.
Yeah.
Great music video. Sierra's in it.
Yeah.
Fergie's
some models are in it. I can't remember them.
Steve, what's his sister? Aoki. Mm. How do I pronounce that? Aoki. Mm.
I'm going to butcher it. I don't know.
Well, his sister's in it. She's a model.
Uh-huh. Someone named Devin, I think, who's a model.
Devin Aoki.
That's her first name. Okay.
Anyways.
I don't know.
That's our collab.
It was great. It was a great collab.
Lauren, what's something that you've recently collaborated on?
Oh, good question. So I guess we're getting away from guest stars and maybe actually do a collab.
What's a recent moment where you guest star?
I kind of like collab. Maybe we should go back to collab. It's Freeform Radio. We can do whatever.
The word from the... From our college.
Right. Something I collabed on recently. I have been collabing. Well, I mean, at my job, I collab every day with all my coworkers. I collabed with Ben when we cooked zoodles the other night.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty good.
Wait. I don't like calling them zoodles because it sounds like a children's toy. But I
it is not.
Say, so you bought a spiralizer. So
No, I bought pre-cut zoodles.
Lauren doesn't have a spiralizer, right, which is what you make the zucchini noodles with. But one version of the spiralizer is called the veggetti.
Wait, stop.
I swear on my mother's life.
Wait. Where can I buy this?
You can on Amazon Prime. It's called the veggetti, Lauren.
And what does it do? The same thing as a spiralizer?
Yeah, spiralizer.
Spiralizer.
It makes zucchini noodles, but who named it the veggetti?
It's kind of amazing, actually. Does it?
Do you think it's one big?
Does it look kind of like
a veggetti? Well, do you think a spiralizer does? Is it yawning?
Mm.
Why does no one say yonic, but everyone
says phallic, right?
Yonic is a great,
because I think no one knows the word. Like, there are definitely things where, like, you know, like, I think a substitute might be like O'Keefean, you know?
What is O'Keefean?
Like, you know, like the
Georgia O'Keefe?
Yeah, like Georgia O'Keefe. Like, the, like, where she painted paintings of flowers and stuff that looked a lot like...
Like...
Can I say it? Word, like, yeah. Vaginas?
Lauren!
So I feel like that to me, like, I you know? Have you never heard that? No. I say that all the time.
I'm gonna start calling everything O'Keefean.
I kind of like it better than Yannick.
I'm the observer. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we'll design things, and then we'll be like, that's V-Yannick.
For our listeners who don't know what The Observer is,
it's just a Tufts magazine. It's not that exciting. Just kidding. It's great. I love it.
No, it's really exciting, Ben.
But we do design, and so often things in InDesign turn out to be very
ionic. I love that. Wait, okay, what were we talking about? A spiralizer?
We collaborated to make Zoodle. No, we did. Noodles.
Zoodles is so cute, though. Come on.
So something I recently collaborated on is nothing.
Ben.
No, let me think.
Wait, sorry, pause. Was that my Monica, our devoted listener from California, just texted me, what are you guys eating?
We're not eating anything. We ate a lot of Tostitos, and our mouths are
right,
very
sticky. Like you gotta, yeah.
We are not eating anything.
Because eating's not allowed in the WMO studio.
I know the rules. So, I'm offended, Monica, at that.
She said, are you slurping something?
We are neither drinking. We just have dry mouth, right, Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
Monica, sorry. You're dragging us.
Sorry, Ben, you never collaborate.
Yeah, it's true.
Why don't you collaborate? Like, could you collaborate on something?
I collaborate sometimes. I'm trying to think of what I recently... Oh, my mom and I made dinner together last week. Yeah.
What'd you guys make?
Well, I just roasted the vegetables. I wanted to make this zucchini tart, but she didn't let me because she said we had to have dinner at 7, not 7:30.
What was in the zucchini tart?
It was going to be like a tart. So it was going to be like a tart.
Yeah.
So it's just like the crust is, it's flat. It's a flat crust. Right. And it's just flour and egg and basically water.
Mm.
But then you like make it into a thin crust. And then you put goat cheese and zucchini. You roast it for like 40 minutes at really high heat.
This sounds so good.
Zucchini really thin. I've never made it before, but it was a Martha Stewart recipe.
Mm.
So yeah. What song should we play? What's a really weird collab?
Oh, like, that's a good question.
I'm trying to think. Let me Google. Like,
okay. Well, Ben does that. I'm going to play a song just in the interim. This song is a collab by actually three sisters, and they collaborated to form a band called The Staves.
I thought
you were going to say Haim. No, well, Haim's pretty cool too. But this is The Staves, and they have like a really lovely song called Sleeping in the Car with like a kind of cool like homemade music video that goes along with it. And it's just like literally a video of someone sleeping in a car, and I kind of am really digging it. So,
I found a good one.
Yeah. So after we do this, we'll go into apparently a good collab, but enjoy this for now.
Sleeping in a car, living on a case, putting on a face.
what you have until it's gone. When it's right, something always will go wrong.
That was
I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't terrible.
Heartbreaks by Snoop Dogg and Miley Cyrus. I guess their common denominator is weed.
Yeah, apparently.
Ashtrays, I guess that's what brings them together. Yeah.
You know?
It was fine. Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay. What if you could be a guest star
on
any TV show?
Okay.
But just like one time, one episode only. What TV show would you guest star on?
That's a good question, actually. Okay, I think I would like to be a guest star on... I'm trying to think of like... Okay, if I could be a guest judge on MasterChef Junior, I'm genius. All over that.
Too many allergies, though.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
true.
What if they put eggplant and or almond?
Okay, wait. I actually have an interesting segue.
Can I say mine?
Yeah, you can say
yours. Never mind. Lauren has an interesting segue.
No, I want to get back to this.
Remember when we learned how to spell segue on this show?
Yes.
I forget already. It's like
There's like a U in there or something like that.
U-G-U-E. Segue.
No, Ben, you go ahead. Sorry.
What's your segue?
My segue is it's actually a New York Times article that I read, and Ben's rolling his eyes right now. So you know how I said like you said you get allergies, right?
Yeah.
You just said that, and allergies are something that I never got and have not gotten so far in my 20 years of existence.
Yeah, just brag about it.
But no, here's the thing. So the thing is I don't have allergies and I really don't get sick that often. Like I have a pretty strong immune system. No. This is actually really interesting. So this study was done, I think, in like New Zealand, and the New York Times was writing about it. And apparently kids that that either suck their thumbs or bite their nails, and like
I did/do both.
I don't suck my thumb anymore, but I did for a long time and I still bite my nails. They tend to have stronger immune systems and reported having less allergies and less illnesses in their lifetimes.
Because they get like dirt in
right, because you get exposed to like lots of nasty like dirt and germs and stuff, and so your body builds up immunity. So I actually think that's why I have a good immune system and I don't have allergies, is because I sucked my thumb for such a long time and I bite my nails like all the time.
I do neither of those things.
So you're kind of screwed.
Sometimes I pick my nose when I was little. Does that count? I didn't eat it.
So. No, that definitely does not count.
Bummer.
Real, that's a true bummer. Anyway, I wanted to say
that. Also, I heard that, like, well, like, allergies are just, like, wait, this is actually funny because at my job today, we were talking about this because the show I work for wants to do a story on that. They literally brought up, I think, that exact article.
Really?
This is the second time I've had this
conversation. That's so
today.
Funny.
Yeah. I have so many allergies. Also, it has a lot to do about, like, kids on farms who grew up on farms, for instance, have a lot of allergies. I think it's because I just, like, grew up kind of, like, in a suburban thing.
Wait, kids on farms have a lot of allergies? Don't. Okay.
And, like, I think it's just because, like, I grew up, like, I wasn't really outdoorsy. You know, I went to summer camp, but by then I had my allergies.
Right, right.
Sheltered. Still get vaccines, everybody.
No, this is definitely not, like, an anti-vax.
You know what's weird, Lauren?
What?
Okay, so for context right now, I'm just lounging.
Yeah, in two chairs.
Yeah, and one of my feet looks kind of yellow, and the other doesn't.
I bet it's because you didn't suck your thumb as a child.
Do you think I have, like, jaundice in one of my feet? I'm so sorry
given
for all of our
listeners.
Given the
fact that you're 19, I'd say that's,
I can't be jaundiced anymore.
You can't have jaundice.
Okay, so one, here's something funny, Lauren. You'll appreciate this.
Okay.
So right now I have bad acne. We're just talking about body things, I guess. And my mom sent me this article from a website called, like, mindbodygreen.com.
Oh, my God.
And she told me I need to make these smoothies 3 times a week for a month.
What?
And I was like, will you pay for the stuff in the smoothie?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yes.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay. So today, during dinner, I drank a smoothie.
What was in it?
Lauren, I'm such a hypocrite. Okay, ready?
I'm going to roll my eyes at you.
Spinach, ginger, lemon juice, water, lemon zest, turmeric.
That sounds disgusting.
It was not good.
It does not sound good.
It was not good, but maybe I'll clear my pores.
I feel like that.
It was very.
Well, we'll see. I'm not gonna say anything. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll be like a magic cure. Okay, wait. Actually, speaking of home remedies, we're really just spitballing right now, but I have a really funny story to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
So I think my like whole family is listening to the show at home, and I don't know if they'll remember this incident because I didn't really tell anybody about it. But when I was in high school, I was probably 14, 15, 16, something like that.
14, 15, 16, 17.
Like somewhere 12, in there. I can't remember. It was six. Definitely in high school. And I had some acne when I was in high school. I did my time with acne.
I turned 20 on Saturday and I have a face full of pimples.
Okay, wait. So
I did my time.
So I had some acne and it was like the night before Thanksgiving. The next day was Thanksgiving and I was going to see all my family on Thanksgiving. And I got two really big pimples, like one on either side of my face, like kind of on my cheeks. Yeah. And they were huge and they were so noticeable. And I was like horrified. I was like, no one can see me like this. I'm disgusting. And so I Googled like home remedies for getting rid of pimples. I was like, okay, this is going to be easy. This is great. And I found this recipe and it was like, okay, you like mix some cinnamon and like baking soda and like water and you like put it on the pimple and it like goes away. And I was like, okay, this is great. But like what I think I didn't realize is that you're really only supposed to put like a small amount like right on like where the spot is. And I was like so excited to like have this home remedy. I was like, this is going to get rid of my pimples. I'm so excited. Oh, so God. I like made it and I slathered like a bunch of it on my face and put a Band-Aid over it. And I did it on either side of my face and I went to sleep that night. And the next day I woke up and I had two burn marks in my skin, probably the size of a quarter, on one on each side of my face. It literally peeled my skin off. It was oozing in red. And I didn't want to tell anyone because I was really embarrassed. I mean, the pimples were gone, but like I was really embarrassed. So I like told everyone I made my own face wash and it like burned my skin, but which is like kind of true, but like it was horrifying. And the next day at Thanksgiving, I just had these like giant holes on my face and they like scabbed over and like it was pretty gross for a while. And now they're pretty gone. But
would you recommend this home remedy in smaller quantities?
0 out of 10 would recommend this home remedy.
I'm
right, I did get rid of the pimples. This is where my skepticism over home remedies come from, just so you know.
Wait, okay, Lauren, can I just say one thing that is my favorite part about this story?
So yeah.
Getting big pimples over breaks would have been so much more ideal to me in high school than having them during school. But I love that, like, you didn't want your family to see your pimples when, like, every other teenager is like, I don't want this boy I have a crush on
I think that's accurate, but I think I wasn't really used to getting, like, really big pimples. And so when I got them, I was just like horrified. And it was like, yes, my family, but it was just like, I don't want, no one should see me like this. The world should not see me.
My dermatologist wants to put me on Accutane.
I mean, it probably, well, I've heard it can really dry out your skin.
Yeah, it dries you out so much.
Yeah.
Like, when you're on Accutane, you have to like carry around a tub of Aquaphor at all times because your lips just crack.
I just feel like there's something that's like kind of weird about that.
It makes some people depressed.
Really?
And, if you're a woman, or no, okay, if you're someone who can like bear children, mm-hmm. And you're on Accutane, like, what you have to do is you have to sign this pledge that says you won't get pregnant, and you need to go on birth control, because if you have a child while on Accutane, the birth defects are crazy.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, this is terrifying.
I feel like something that does that to your body can't be good for you.
I would have to sign, like, you have to do this thing called I pledge, and you have to sign like a government form.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's just a huge dose of like vitamin A, basically. So I was like, okay, so I just bought vitamin A at the grocery store, and I'm just doing one a day.
Okay. Like one Accutane vitamin?
No, not Accutane. I'm doing my own Accutane, which are these smoothies. and then vitamin A. And I'm trying not to do dairy.
I've heard that dairy actually can be...
Excluding my pizza party for my 20th birthday. But dairy is really inflammatory.
It is inflammatory, yeah. That's what I've heard.
And I'm also trying not to do fried foods, but that's...
That's cutting out a lot. Ben, how are you going to live?
I know. All I eat is dairy and fried foods. And zoodles.
And zoodles.
I made zoodles with my friend with a spiralizer.
You made them without me?
Well, Lauren, you don't know her.
How'd they turn out? What kind of sauce did you put on them?
So we actually, like... What we did was we made, like, lentils.
Uh-huh.
And then we, like... sauteed veggies, and we cracked eggs in the lentils that then poached in the lentils.
That sounds good.
The zoodles on top.
Yeah.
It was really nice. But there was tomatoes, like diced tomatoes in the lentils, like canned tomatoes.
Okay.
It's kind of like tomato saucy.
Right. That sounds
It was definitely a little delish. Different than we did, because ours was like more like pasta.
It was. And we switched to like pasta.
Zucchini that we cut up a different way.
Right, right, right. That's fair.
You know, had we cracked eggs on our zoodles, they would have been good.
What? Are you saying they weren't good
They would have been better.
Okay.
Better. Because I don't say my heart is better.
Okay, Ben, let's play a song.
Okay, wait.
I'm sure there's like everyone was super enthralled with our lively discussion
and
over
like, will I or won't I go on Accutane?
Whether or not Ben would go on Accutane. Hey, if you think Ben should go on Accutane, give us a call. 855-915-WMFO as it is. And really let us know your thoughts. Have you ever tried a home remedy with acne? I don't think I have. I think it's right next to you.
I just fell off my chair.
Ben is on two chairs at the moment. Not anymore.
Have you ever heard that song, Two Phones?
No.
Got two phones.
No, you want to play it for me?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a collab, but whatever.
Okay, well, you know, usually at this time of the show is when we start maybe straying a bit from the theme.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wait. Tell me what. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Hello? What the deal? Bit. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. I'm ring. Count money while it ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring. Count money while it ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring. Button start the foreign. Oh my God, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket. Might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari. Man in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone say they calling. I don't feel like talking. Everything could get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel like unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. Got it off the scale. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more.
my nigga been. All they wanna know is what I got to give. How much did I spend, what I got to lend, what I did and what I didn't do for them. Bricks coming in somewhere on the rim. Section doing numbers, nowhere by a gym. Dropping by the spin, I'm supplying 10. Jumping out a Honda, I just got it in. Asking what I cop, none of your concern. One day you gon' learn what you trying to get. Everything on sale, going out of business. Partners up in jail, gotta feed the kids. Jugging around the city, you know what it is. Bread when the business, put that on the real.
Okay, yeah, it was okay.
I'm sorry,
we weren't loving
Lauren's
it.
Family, aka our only listeners.
Yeah,
so I have
pretty
two
much.
Recommended reads. One, I hope people
wait, before we get into, I feel like we need to have a recommended reads theme song because we do this every show. Recommended reads.
It's like I'm gonna search the word read or book.
And then the first thing that comes up, that's our theme song, and we'll play it right before we do recommended
book
reads.
Of love, ready?
Okay, ready? Oh, that's actually, it's a Magnetic Field song, right?
No, it's Felix Jane.
Well, that's also my memory. Okay, ready?
Well, put it on with the microphone.
Okay.
Ready?
Some mixed audio here. Here we
multimedia.
Go.
Multimedia.
Multimedia.
Is it playing?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even hear it. Is it good? Why aren't my headphones working?
Then you're ruining it.
I can hear it.
I can hear it. Here, try me.
Okay, I paused it because I couldn't hear it and I was salty about it. Was it a good song?
Yeah,
oh, wait.
It's actually a nice song. Okay, we're going to try this one more time. Okay.
Okay, we're going to try it again.
And now it's time for recommended reads.
This is fun. I like listening to my voice.
Okay, well, that's our recommended reads theme song. Let us know what you thought of it.
Wow, I like listening in. Can I do that?
I was doing it for a little bit. It's kind of weird to hear your own voice.
It is weird to like
hear. If you put the headphones on in the studio, you can hear your own voice.
Okay, so these are two books I'm in the middle of reading right now. So if anyone wants to create a little book club with me, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first book is called A Little Life. I'm going to Google it because I always forget the author's name and I don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
Basically, it follows, it's by Hanya Yanagihara, and it follows four men, some of whom are queer, in New York City, from college roommates, kind of, apparently, I haven't got this far, but we find out it gets into their 40s, stuff like that, and it's 800 pages,
mm-hmm.
It's
Dang.
So long, I'm only on page 150, but it's really, really good. My mom read
it
and said it
fiction?
Was, quote, devastating.
Really?
She cried a lot, she said. Yeah, it's fiction. It's,
wow.
It's very good. And then the other book. Sorry, Lauren's family. It's called Not Gay, Sex Between Straight White Men.
Okay.
And it's all about, like, homoeroticism among straight white men.
Mm.
And, like, it talks about fraternities, it talks about Boy Scouts, it talks about summer camp.
Can we make a quick plug for Nick Jonas's new movie? Where he's like, you know what I'm talking about?
Where it's like kind of like a horror movie and he takes off his shirt to break the window
yeah.
in the trailer, which makes no sense because
he's in a fraternity, I think, right? That's what made me think about it. Goat.
That's
what it's called, Goat.
That's a different Nick Jonas movie.
Okay, so he's in a fraternity. A brother's loyalty is tested in brutal ways after he pledges the same fraternity and is subjected to extreme tests. And I've heard a text.
He gets 40 iMessages a day.
And it's overwhelming. And I think there might be a little bit of like, yeah, I don't
Gay
know.
Stuff.
I don't know.
Gay
stuff.
I can do that.
Anyway, but yeah, sorry to interrupt you.
Those
okay.
are my two recommended reads.
You said you had three. Ben?
Lauren's Twitter.
My Twitter's terrible. I don't tweet.
I know.
I don't have a good Twitter.
What's a good recommended read?
Your Twitter's pretty good.
No, we're not talking about my Twitter on the air. No one will ever find it. That's so not true. Employers will. I don't know. Oh, actually, okay, this is like super random.
Yeah.
But I found this article on Popular Mechanics.
What?
Bear with me.
Okay.
And it's basically like, can we solve the world's largest congestion problem traffic-wise? And
yeah.
It's all about Manila in the Philippines
mm-hmm.
and how they have the world's worst traffic. Like mm-hmm. an hour, you go a mile. Okay?
Okay.
But it's fascinating. And it's about like ride sharing and carpooling and like how to reduce traffic in the world's most congested city. And like, not really something I'm used to reading, but very interesting. And then
If no one has read, if you haven't read the Kim Kardashian profile of on GQ already, you got it.
You just gotta.
There are some like classic GQ pictures, mm. and I was looking at it on the sub. I was reading it and like saw the pictures on the subway, and I felt kind of creepy. Like I didn't want someone to think I was like, you know, like looking at pictures of naked Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. On the TV. But it was just part of the article. But it's a really interesting article. I need to talk about more than the Kardashians. I don't know. Did I talk about that private prison article already?
I think you... I don't know if you have, but I've seen it circulating Facebook.
The Mother Jones one?
Yeah.
Basically, this reporter named Sean Bauer went undercover in a mm-hmm. private prison for 4 months.
It's a long time. It's a commitment.
And he's a former prisoner of war in Iran.
That's like, not I mean, it's crazy.
He was like in Iran and then yeah. he got arrested. And then he went undercover. Very interesting. It's 5 chapters on the internet, so I haven't finished it yet. But
and it's about private women's prisons, right?
Oh, this is a private men's prison.
Private men's prison, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
But it's really, really interesting and kind of about like, it's like what, how private prisons are run. Mm-hmm. A whole different world. So yeah, those are my recommended reads. See any, have you watched any good movie or TV?
Well, I saw Short Term 12.
So good.
It was a while ago, but I really, really loved
it.
I
want to watch it again.
It's on Netflix. I would watch it again. It was so good. It was just like, it was just sweet.
It was sad
and
too.
Really sad. Mm-hmm. And like, it just was like really beautiful. I really, really liked it.
Do you watch
Veep? I do watch Veep.
Did you see the newest season?
Have you watched the finale?
Yeah.
The finale of Veep was really good.
Veep was really, really
Veep
good
was this good this season.
It was like hilarious, but also a little more serious.
A little more serious. And the ending was kind of serious.
Yeah.
And kind of sad and good. And I loved it. I've been really into that.
The characters are all like awful, but
yeah,
so sympathetic.
The characters are like all just like so incompetent, but like so endearing. I don't know. I guess that's the only way I can put it. I have been binge watching Chuck on Netflix.
What is this, Lauren? 2010?
Yeah, seriously. Because like sometimes when I'm working, I don't need to invest my full focus. So I play Netflix in the background and I just need something that I like don't really need to focus on and that I don't really care about that much. So Chuck is like really perfect. They have really good music in the show too. They play a lot of my jams.
Late 2000s.
Yeah, you know it.
NBC broadcast television.
That NBC broadcast. So anyway, I've been into that. How about you, Ben? Anything new? Never mind. Continue.
Wait,
go.
No, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
No, you go. I won't go until
I'm done.
It.
Nope. So I saw Me Before You.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait, is that the Game of Thrones person?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Did you cry? Did it wreck
you? No.
Yes, heartless.
No, it did not. It did not wreck me. Made me a little uncomfortable in places. And it just was like, was not, like it felt, things felt, first of all, the plot wasn't great. Things felt rushed. There wasn't like a lot of character development.
Dragon.
Which I didn't love. And also like the way that it treated the disabled person was just like, a little bit iffy in spots, I would say.
It was happening.
Like a little bit like, I don't think you know what you're saying, but you're
real.
Saying things anyway, and maybe you should not do that.
Yeah, that's super, super real. I've been reading a lot about, well, you know what's interesting is like, we hear a lot about like whitewashing and people not wanting to play, like people wanting people of the one race to play that race. And now we hear that with like queer characters. Mm-hmm. We hear like Eric Stone Street of Modern Family has been accused of like gay minstrelsy.
Right.
And like able, we hear the same thing with like disabled people being played by able-bodied people.
Right. Yeah,
there's a
totally.
Lot of critiques of that like circulating.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for Me Before You, but I'm sure it's on a.
Oh yeah,
somewhere.
I'm sure. Yeah, and the actor who plays the disabled man is an able-bodied actor. And
is he the guy from? Is he like the guy from Hunger Games?
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Hunger Games.
The hot one?
The guy who died.
Yeah,
oh,
Finnick.
Spoilers. Finnick. Yeah, Finnick.
The one who's from, like, the water.
Yeah, the water one. Yep. Yep. That's him.
I was about to say the water tribe. Like, it's Avatar.
The water tribe.
Lauren, are you playing Pokemon Go?
No, I'm not playing Pokemon
Go.
Neither.
And no. That's
where this ends. No. Okay, Ben. TV shows? Movies?
So, I watched Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
I don't have anything to add to this conversation. There's so much circulating about it on the internet, but I have really complicated feelings. I'm watching House of Cards season 4 right now because I forgot that existed.
Right.
And it's been so wild, but it's good. It's entertaining me.
Right.
Actually, I have a great documentary I watched with my parents.
Classic.
It's called Wiener.
Just bear with me. It's about Anthony Weiner.
Okay.
Like, you know, the politician who sent the dick pics and Huma's husband. It is fascinating because he ran a re-election campaign for mayor, and then he let documentaries after the whole penis picture came out thing, and he, like, they let him film it, but then while he's running for mayor, a new scandal emerged, and the documentary is there when it emerges, and it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. It's kind of like, at a point, you're just like, I can't believe this is real. I can't believe that the cameras filmed this.
Right.
It's really, really good. Then, oh my God. Okay, this is wild. I just saw this trailer. My friend Megan showed me this trailer for... Can we play a clip from this trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Google on YouTube, Tickled.
Okay.
It's about the world of, like, underground professional tickling.
It's a documentary?
Yeah.
Wait, stop.
Play a clip on that thing.
Okay. Okay, Ben.
Please. No. You're good. This is gonna. I don't even think people like need audio for this. Like, it's.
You mean, need video?
It's wild.
Okay, guys, this is a part of the trailer for Tickled. Can you hear?
I can't say I've ever interviewed anyone that looks like you before.
Really?
I've made a career out of looking at the weird and bizarre side of life.
It's quite a kick.
So when I discovered a strange video online, I knew I'd found my next story.
CET, Competitive Endurance Tickling Group we got here.
Competitive Endurance Tickling. It was one of the strangest sports I'd seen. So I told Jane O'Brien Media I'd like to do an interview. Instead of getting a yes or no, I got this.
Association with a homosexual journalist is not something we will embrace.
Shame on you, little gay Kiwis. Regards, Jane O'Brien Media.
It was hard to take the insult seriously, considering the sport did seem slightly gay. This tickling wormhole was getting deeper.
I mean, obviously it's just for fun.
Is it just for fun? It's tickling.
You know, I was young at the time, didn't think nothing of it. I was like, $2,000, that's gonna be cool.
I mean, imagine being a teenage boy. She would just keep sending them whatever they wanted.
She offered my one buddy a Chevy Cruze and $30,000. The money's endless.
This tickling empire is way bigger than we ever imagined.
They have tickle cells all over the US. They're everywhere.
And at some point, these boys say, I'm done. The thing that she hates the most was no. It was like a bomb went off.
Your phone number and your personal information are entirely known and subject to publication on the internet.
All hell broke loose.
All of a sudden, these videos are on YouTube, Vimeo, and every other site you could imagine.
Sending emails to the high school that I coach at.
What do you think your mother's gonna think about this?
We're shooting a documentary.
I understand what you think you're doing.
If you want to stick your head in the blast furnace, do it.
Jane O'Brien's a ghost.
Okay, let's go.
I'm breathing heavily.
Yes, Sam.
We could hear laughter coming out of the vents.
We've been spotted.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
How wild is that?
Wait, this is... So what you couldn't see, by the way, it put up some text on the screen. I'm just going to read it to you. It says, you're going to love what begins as a quirky profile becomes a mystery horror thriller in which the boogeyman is everywhere. What? That's crazy!
I know.
Is this... Wait, this... And this isn't like a joke.
No, this is not... satire.
It's not satire.
Lauren, can we watch
it together?
It looks like
satire. Please, can we watch
it
together?
It's like Sundance. Like, this was Sundance.
It looks... Because if you watch the preview, it's like this guy, he's kind of serious, and like all these like boys are on top of each other, like tickling each other. Like, it looks like satire.
What I think is really fun about this type of documentary is that it, like, on the surface seems kind of small and silly.
Yeah.
It's like this deep, dark, under... Dark web. Deep web.
Deep web. full circle.
I'm tickling.
That's horrifying. Right? That was crazy.
It's creepy. Like, that'll give you nightmares.
Holy shit. Oh my God. Wow. That was a good... They did a good job editing that trailer too. It was a good trailer. Do you want me to read you the little description in the box? Okay.
We endorse this movie.
Okay. After stumbling upon a bizarre competitive endurance tickling video online wherein young men are paid to be tied up and tickled, reporter David Ferrier reaches out to request a story from the company. But the reply he receives is shocking. The sender mocks Ferrier's sexual orientation and threatens extreme legal action should he dig any deeper. So, like any good journalist confronted by a bully, he does just the opposite and uncovers a vast empire known for harassing and harming the lives of those who protest their involvement in these films. The more he investigates, the stranger it gets, discovering secret identities and criminal activity. Discovering the truth becomes Ferrier's obsession, despite increasingly sinister threats. With humor and determination, Ferrier and co-director Dylan Reeve summon up every resource available to get to the bottom of this tickling wormhole. Oh my God! That's amazing!
I know.
Okay, I know I don't want to segue from this, but we're coming to the end of our show. Got to do a quick PSA. For free ideas on how to save for your future, go to feedthepig.org.
Wait,
and that's
kidding?
It.
That's great.
Go to feedthepig.org.
Beware of the tickling world.
And beware of if someone asks you if you want to maybe be in a video where you get tickled.
It seems harmless. You just want to
get tickled.
It seems
harmless.
Right?
Don't do it.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it.
Ben, what have they been listening to?
Oh, this is Him Hunter's Inter. I was like, I don't know. This is.
I don't know.
Like, what are they listening? I thought you were talking about the ticklers. Him Hunter's International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO
Medford,
not Somerville, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Lauren, do you think you have a radio voice? Let's do radio voices.
Okay. Hello.
This is Him Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Is
you
that
just
good?
Made your voice like 5 octaves lower.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Was it good?
I feel like my voice always sounds higher than I think
Same,
it does sound.
But also
I think
that's
like a thing
a
with just
voice.
People's
Try to
hearing.
Do your best radio voice. Say beware of underground tickling mafias.
Okay. I can't.
Do it. You can do it.
I can't. It's going to sound ridiculous.
Try it. I'll do it.
Okay, do it. You do it first.
Beware of underground tickling mafias.
I can't. Nope.
We'll just play a song.
We're going to play a song. So we're going to end with a nice little collaboration between Beth Deal and Miley Cyrus. Getting
more
on that.
Miley?
More Miley.
I'm into
this
it.
Is actually a cover of We Can't Stop from the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge.
This is good. This is good. We've played this before.
I think we have played this before. I really like this cover. It's pretty funny. Please enjoy. And we will see you hopefully next week. Although we're kind of on a bad schedule, but
we'll be here next week.
We will be here next week.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Red cups and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. 'Cause we came to have so much fun now. Bet someone here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, well, can I get a hell no?
Hell no.
'Cause we're gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. So la di di da le, we like to party. Dancing with my lady, doing whatever we want. 'Cause this is our house, these are our rules. We can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who about the life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things, they don't run. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So all my homegirls with the big butts, shaking it like we're in a strip club. Remember, only dad can judge us. Forget the haters, 'cause somebody loves ya. And everyone in line in the bathroom, queuing up to get into the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, yeah. So la di see it's we who own the